Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Jean-Claude Mas. How are you, mate?
Fine, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. What we're going to do today is just touching on blending, because blending seems to be quite a big thing for you guys, and I was reading on your website about blending, and it looks like you do blend from all over the place to make some of your range of wines. What are you looking for when you're blending?
No, you didn't. I explained you that we have 8 different ranges, mm-hmm. each one obey to a terroir.
Yep.
Okay, so there is no blending all over the place.
Okay.
So the point is that to keep each wine with its own character based on its origins. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it obeys to a certain blend. When you do a blending, you create a style of wine. And the style of wine, blending and aging. Blending doesn't go alone. It has to go with some aging, with the way you age a wine and the way you bottle it. Mm-hmm. So the way we work is that we identify each origin and the style of wine that we can make out of this origin, out of this vineyard, depending on the soil, depending on the climate, depending on the exposure, depending on the vineyard management. And that obeys to 8 different brands that we have. Blending is, I don't know the word blending, basically. Blending doesn't mean anything for me.
Assemblage.
It's like a designer when he creates something, or like a musician, obviously use different notes of music, but what you will get out of the music partition you will have done, it would be named Mozart, Beethoven, they would be all different, but it will have Mozart or Beethoven style. That's what is about blending.
You're trying to create a Paul Mass style, is that right?
That's a strength, yeah.
And how would you say that style is?
The style is based on a wine first has to have noble aromatics. In the family, when you take the road of aromatics, it can go from horse shit to blackcurrant to rose petal flavor. So up to you to decide what you prefer. But my philosophy is that only noble varietals are important in the wine.
Yeah.
Noble varietals can be aromatic, can be vanilla, can be lacton type of aromatics, can be cedar, can be coffee, can be mocha, can be fruit. There are hundreds of different varieties of fruit. Can be floral. Mm-hmm. But for sure, no gasol, no fuel character, no horseshit, no rope character, no dust character, and so on. That I don't like it. Someone might have it, so for me it's a fault.
Yep.
First is noble type of aromatics. Second, a wine has to be harmonious, meaning when you start and when you finish, it has to have a linear approach and where it fills your palate in a nice, harmonious way.
So, sometimes you get a wine that's got quite sharp elbows, I often describe, where maybe the acidity just pops
exactly,
out.
Exactly, unbalanced. Yeah. What you call it really unbalanced. I would say unbalanced against harmonious. Harmony. I'm looking for harmony in my wine. Third point, a wine has to have structure. Either from the acidity for white wine, that make you give a good feeling in the mouth, make you feel like drinking a bit more, or tannins, but right tannins, mm-hmm. which can be present, a bit punchy, muscular, but pleasant.
Yep.
Fourth is elegance. One has to be elegant.
See, elegance is, I always think, the French use the word elegance a lot, but normally most of the wines I taste that are elegant are quite acidic usually.
Like mineral.
Mineral, yeah.
Elegant, mineral, but then you define. Yeah. I prefer an elegant woman to a non-elegant woman.
Yeah, yeah.
you can say this woman is elegant. If it is not, if it's just to hide some defect, you see it immediately.
How do you define elegant?
Elegance has only one definition. You get good emotion when you feel it.
Okay.
Elegance, this is an attitude that gives emotion.
Okay.
Either by what you taste or what you see. I'll let you do a comparison. And then trying to say elegant for high, like, this one needs to age. This one is, actually it's mineral. Huh? You don't feel anything. You don't feel any fruit.
Mm.
This one is elegant because it's lean and mediocre. No.
No, I know.
Elegance is something give you right emotion. Okay, like harmony, like fruit, like structure. You have to have the right emotion. The opposite to a structure could be astringency. very different from structure. Structure is something that is muscular but not aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Whereas astringency can be bitter. But structure can come from acidity as well, particularly for white wines. You know, the structure in a white wine.
Exactly.
Is...
But the structure, I don't know if you experience the acidity in wines, but you have different acidity.
Yeah.
You have the tartaric style, citric style, lactic style, malic style, and so on. To make it simple, malic, apple juice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good. Citric.
Lemon.
Yeah. Lime. You see two different things. What do you prefer, lime or lemon?
That depends. You get a lot of Aussie Riesling.
Or you can add yuzu. Or you can add yuzu also. Yuzu is a Japanese lemon, which is another style of lemon.
Oh, okay.
You can add many.
Yeah.
The citric of a shitty unripe lemon, nobody's interested.
Yeah.
The citric acid from a ripe, nice, well-mature lemon, everybody's interested. So it's all the same thing, you see. You can define anything, but if you don't have the expertise, if you don't have the experience or the education to understand what is citric acid can be citric acid, chemical acids, which is bad,
it's quite tart.
But the nice citric acid from a nice lemon or lime is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has the both character, the aggressivity acidity, but the mouthfeeling effect of good acidity. It's like the lactic acid, a yogurt. You can taste two yogurt with the same acidity, but one is made from fresh milk with the right milk and so on, with the right sapidity, with the right ingredient that go with the acidity, and you will have a beautiful acidity feel. To take a yogurt made from shitty milk or industrial milk, you will have just lactic acid, which is totally uninteresting. So not to be confused always what you feel, what you define and what you really feel and what is really what you taste. So the acidity in a wine can be very rich and creamy. Creamy acidity.
Yeah.
Because it's a balance of the acidity with a different element. It's like an apple juice. You can have a beautiful apple juice. Apple juice in terms of malic is the best example. So that's the whole story. This is what I look in my wines. It's a real thing, the real emotion from what the definitions are.
Okay. And then when you assemble the wines, what happens to...
When you assemble the wine, you build them.
Yeah. And you take the different components to create this elegance. But what happens to the wines that you reject? You know, you can't use all the wines from a vineyard. Right.
Sold in bulk.
You just sell them off. How much do you sell off? Is it much?
Depending on the vintage, can go from 5% to 25%.
Oh, okay. That can be quite high, can't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that?
But hopefully, we had only very few bad vintage.
Yeah.
And then it's learning by experience.
Yeah.
You know, the more you learn about the vineyard, about the vinification, the more you manage to get a better percentage of wine that you expect.
Yeah. Okay, then. All right, then, Paul, I know you're quite busy, so we'll wrap it up there, and thank you very much.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.